Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning. The women of the church are leading the services. This is our annual thank offering service. The women are also sponsoring a meal after church that will be served after the Sunday school hour. Hopefully everyone has signed up, but if you haven't, I'm sure there's plenty of food for everyone, so please come and join us. I want you to take note of the announcements that are in the bulletin. There are a lot of activities that are happening, and especially as we get closer to the holidays. One announcement is that the church office will be closed on Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. Are there any other announcements? If not, we begin with the gathering hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name. We'll sing verses 1 through 4.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
You are the treasured people of the Lord, a people holy to the Lord our God. Keep the words of the Lord in your heart. Teach them to your children. Talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I confess to God Almighty, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray God Almighty to have mercy on me, forgive me all my sins, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all your sins. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer of the day. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things to your beloved Son, whom you anointed priest forever and king of all creation, grant that all the people of the earth, now divided by the power of sin, may be united under the glorious and gentle rule of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We will continue with the hymn, Praise and Thanksgiving.
The first lesson is taken from the 7th chapter of Daniel, verses 9 through 10 and 13 through 14. A reading from Daniel. As I watched, thrones were set in place, and an ancient one took his throne. His clothing was white as snow, and the hair on his head like pure wool. His throne was fiery flames, and its wheels were burning fire. A stream of fire issued and flowed out of his presence. 1,000 thousands served him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood attending him. And the court sat in judgment, and the books were opened. As I watched the night visions, I saw one like a human being coming with the clouds of heaven. And he came to the ancient one and was presented before him. To him was given dominion and glory and kingship, and all the peoples, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that shall not pass away, and his kingship is one that shall never be destroyed. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm today is Psalm 93. We will read it responsively. The Lord is king. He has put on splendid apparel. The Lord has put on his apparel and girded himself with strength.
He has made the whole world so sure that it cannot be moved.
Ever since the world began, your throne has been established. You are from everlasting.
The waters have lifted up, O Lord. The waters have lifted up their voice. The waters have lifted up their pounding waves.
Mightier than the sound of many waters, mightier than the breakers of the sea, mightier is the Lord who dwells on high.
Your testimonies are very sure, and your holiness adorns your house, O Lord, forever and ever.
The second lesson is a reading from Revelations 1. Grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the first of the dead, firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us and freed us from our sins by his blood, and made us to be a kingdom, priests serving his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds. Every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and on his account, all the tribes of the earth will wail. So it is to be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty, the Word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to John, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Pilate entered the headquarters again, summoned Jesus, and asked him, "Are you king of the Jews?" Jesus answered, "Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?" Pilate replied, "I am not a Jew, am I? Your nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?" Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, My followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here. Pilate asked him, "So you are a king?" Jesus answered, "You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone belongs to the truth. Listen to my voice." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, O Christ. I ask that the children please come forward for the children's message.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beverly and children. This morning, I'm not going to deliver a sermon. I'm going to give you a history lesson, a history of the women of the Church of St. Paul. The women have had a long and active history with our congregation. St. Paul Lutheran was officially organized on April the 12th, 1872, which means we will have our 150th anniversary in less than 5 months. In March 1894, Reverend J.K. Polk organized the first women's group and called it the Ladies' Aid. Now, that's a 22-year difference in there. And I don't think the women were just sitting by. I think they were already active. They just weren't organized yet. The purpose of the Ladies' Aid was to strengthen the faith of the women through group Bible study led by the pastor and to work on projects for fundraising and mission work. During their work meetings, the women would sew children's shirts and dresses and make quilts to give to needy families. Some of these items were sold to raise funds. When it was decided to build this sanctuary, the women bought the pipe organ at a cost of $4,000. That was a lot of money during the Depression, so the women had bake sales, sponsored events at the church, and had a food booth at the local fair. Over a three-day period, the food booth brought in a little over $1,000. That's a lot of cakes, pies, sandwiches, and lemonade. In 1931, when church funds were very low, the Ladies' Aid paid the gas bill for 8 months and bought all of the Sunday school material. As the country came out of the Depression, a thank offering paper box was used by the women for a special donation. Each woman would deposit coins throughout the year for the blessings that she had received. The boxes were gathered during a special service in which the women participated. The money was used for mission work and special projects, and that was the beginning of the thank offering service. During 2020 and most of 2021, the women were inactive because of the pandemic. We have now restarted most of our activities. Our monthly Bible study is on the first Tuesday of each month in the Education Building. Join us for fellowship and to deepen your understanding of God's Word. The Cradle Workshop crochets blankets for newly baptized babies and to donate to the Gabriel Project. If you enjoy crocheting or you want to learn, join them. The Altar Guild performs an important part of each service by changing the pyramids and cleaning communion ware. Call the church office and volunteer to help. On the third Wednesday of the month, a group meets to tack quilts for needy families. You don't have to know how to quilt. If you did, I wouldn't be there. I have to stand next to Kathy and Llewellyn so they can thread my needle for me. Women have a larger role in the life of the church than they did 150 years ago. Women are now readers in church, Sunday school teachers, musicians, chime ringers, choir members, and since 1972, they are also council members. Those first two women council members were Lucille Klein and Gladys Hahn. I'm sure most of you remember them. There are so many opportunities to participate and serve. Just contact the church office or ask any of the women. In recent years, the thank offering service has been the main fundraiser for the women of the church. This year, the money received will go to YAM, and to the NALC disaster response. I'm sure everyone is familiar with YAM, Yorktown Assistance Ministry. Prior to 1986, the individual churches of Yorktown were having a problem providing for the needy of the community. Church pastors and lay people decided to join forces to have one central organization to help the needy. YEM was founded at that time and was officially organized and incorporated in 1993. This status allowed YEM to be able to purchase food from the Food Bank of Victoria. YEM has grown from working out of church closets to having a 4,000 square foot building with refrigerator and freezer space, built in 2017 and paid for by donations from the community. This year, YAM has served over 150 families per month by purchasing over 94,000 pounds of food at a cost of $17,550. Our donations now and throughout the year keep YAM in operation to help the needy of our community. Soon after the NALC was formed, it was determined that there was a need for disaster response within the United States. Within 72 hours of a disaster, the Disaster Task Force provides volunteers for debris removal and delivery of emergency relief, such as Bibles, quilts, flood buckets, health and school kits, and gift cards. They also have teams who help in the rebuilding of communities. During 2021, disaster response has aided families and communities on the West Coast, where over 100 million acres of land have burned, destroying everything in its path. This is the most severe and largest wildfires in recorded history. The disaster response warehouses in Tyler and Rosenberg were emptied in February when Texas had 5 days of freezing temperatures. Many homes and apartments were flooded due to frozen pipes. Newman, Georgia was devastated by an EF3 tornado that killed 7 people. Disaster relief delivered emergency supplies throughout the community, and there is also a team helping to rebuild. In August, Hurricane Ida slammed into Louisiana. Once again, the Texas warehouses were emptied with 8 truckloads of supplies and the 4-stall shower trailer taken to Louisiana. Jay and I had the opportunity in September to deliver 48 quilts that had been made here at St. Paul to the Rosenberg warehouse, which is coordinated by Michael and Patricia Dietrich. Michael explained that the warehouse was about 1/3 full after Hurricane Ida, and that it's always a constant effort to restock. The Dietrichs were very pleased to receive the quilts and told us that the people were grateful for everything they receive, but especially for the beautiful quilts. The quilts often brought tears to their eyes with the question, "Why would someone do this for me?" Michael's answer was, "Because God loves you and it's the loving thing to do." In Matthew 25, Jesus says, "Then the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me.' The people will ask, 'When did we ever do any of those for you?' The king will say, 'Whenever you did it to one of the least of my brothers or sisters, you did it to me.'" The women of the church are asking each of you, men, women, and even the Sunday school children, to share your blessings by making a special thank offering to benefit the good works of YAM and the NALC disaster response. You may use a pew envelope or write a check payable to St. Paul, just designated as thank offering. If you aren't prepared to make that offering today, drop it by the church office by December 10th. St. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, "Remember this, a farmer who plants only a few seeds will get a small crop, but the one who plants generously will get a generous crop. You must decide in your own heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully." Thank you for all of your support, and may God continue to bless you and our congregation. The hymn of the day is "Rejoice, the Lord is King."
Rise for the confession of faith. In Christ you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. We believe in him and are marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated as we receive the offering.
Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the world made flesh, embrace our lives with the great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be as many a sign of that love, and that we may continue to share in your divine life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us intercede before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ for the sake of the church, the world, and one another. Father, give us eyes to see Jesus. Give us ears to hear his word of truth resounding in halls of power. Give us lips to proclaim him as Savior and King of the universe. Give our hearts to adore him. Lord, in your mercy, you have made your Son King of creation and head of your holy church. Bind the church of Christ with cords of love. Make it unswerving in faith, radiant in holiness, and bold in witness. Use it to draw all people to his cross, there to proclaim him as Lord, King, and Savior. Lord, in your mercy, you have made your Son fairer than the sparkling stars on high. Let the light of his love bring joy to all Christians who suffer for naming Jesus as Lord. May that same light illumine and cleanse the darkness in the hearts of their tormentors. Help us to remember them in prayer, to stand with them in witness, and help them however we can. Lord, in your mercy. You have made your Son our Savior and Lord. Fill the people of this congregation with your Holy Spirit so that in all we say and do, among all people we encounter, we acclaim Jesus Christ as Son of God and Son of Man. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have made your Son fairer than sunlight, moonlight, and sparkling stars on high. Give to all who love the beauty of creation a deeper love for the uncreated light and supernal beauty of your Son, the Word by which all worlds were made. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have made your Son Lord of the nations. By your Holy Spirit, conform the hearts of rulers and people to the heart of Christ, and let his peace reign undisturbed in every land. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
You have made your Son fairer than woodlands, meadows, and flowers of blooming spring. Let his beauty, healing, and compassion cause all sorrowing hearts to sing. Especially this day, we pray for the needs of Kelsey Kirchhoff, Ray Semper, John Dell Hurst, Stacy and Gordon Barth, and Lynn Magura. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Most gracious Father, you have made your Son to shine more brightly than the angels of heaven. We thank you for the lives of the faithful departed, who already see his glory face to face. Fill us with such faith and love that in your good time we shall join them in singing glory and honor, praise, adoration, now and forevermore be thine. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For Jesus' sake, dear Father, graciously hear and generously answer our petitions, to your glory and for the benefit of all for whom we pray. Amen. Amen. Lord, teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We will now sing verses 1-4 of Crown Him with Many Crowns.
as you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage, hold fast to which is good, render to no one evil for evil, strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak, help the afflicted, honor all people, love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.